Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to the Overthinking Override, your daily dose of mental clarity and good vibes. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something that might surprise you, the incredible connection between movement and mental well-being. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? Thoughts racing, anxiety swirling, it can be exhausting. Well, get ready to discover how getting your body moving can actually help calm that inner storm and bring some much-needed peace. Think of this as a permission slip to ditch the stress and embrace the power of mindful movement. Now, before you picture yourself grunting in the gym, let me tell you this isn't about hardcore exercise. This is about tuning into your body, feeling the flow, and finding joy in movement, no matter how simple it might seem. Think walking barefoot on grass, doing some gentle stretches, or even just dancing around your living room like nobody's watching, because let's be honest, sometimes that's the best therapy anyway. So, what are we waiting for? Let's unlock those mental benefits of mindful movement together. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Movement is nature's reset button. Think of your brain like a computer. It needs regular updates and restarts to function properly. Exercise acts like that refresh button, clearing out stagnant thoughts and boosting your mood. Ever noticed how much better you feel after a good walk or bike ride? That's science at work. Those endorphins are doing their magic, releasing stress hormones and leaving you feeling calmer, happier, and more focused. 2. It's more than just physical. Mindful movement isn't just about building muscle or burning calories. It's about connecting with your body on a deeper level, paying attention to how it feels, and cultivating awareness in the present moment. When you focus on your breaths and your movements, you create space between your thoughts and emotions. This can help you manage stress, reduce anxiety, and even improve your sleep quality. 3. Find your flow. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something like painting, playing music, or even cleaning, okay, maybe not always cleaning. That's called flow state, and it can be achieved through mindful movement too. When you engage in activities you enjoy, your mind quiets down and you enter a state of pure focus and enjoyment. So find what moves you, whether it's yoga, tai chi, dancing, or simply taking a leisurely stroll, and let yourself get lost in the experience. 4. Listen to your body. Pay attention to those signals your body is sending you. If you're feeling stiff, do some stretching. If you need a break, take a few deep breaths and sit down for a moment. There's no pressure to push yourself beyond your limits. Mindful movement is about honoring your body's needs and respecting its capabilities. 5. It's okay to start small. Don't feel like you have to become a marathon runner or a yoga master overnight. Start with something simple, even just 5 minutes of mindful walking each day. Consistency is key, so find small ways to incorporate movement into your routine and gradually build from there. Remember, every step counts. Alright, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You've had a long day at work, emails are piling up, deadlines are looming, and your brain feels like it's about to explode. You're tempted to just curl up on the couch with a pint of ice cream, no judgment here, but then you remember mindful movement is calling. So you lace up your shoes and take a walk around the block. As you breathe in the fresh air, feel the sun on your skin and listen to the birds chirping, those anxieties start to melt away. You return home feeling refreshed, more centered, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. Mindful movement is like that magic button that can reset your entire day. It's a simple yet powerful tool that can help you manage stress, improve focus, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. So remember those key takeaways. Movement is nature's reset button. It's more than just physical. Find your flow, listen to your body, and start small. You don't need fancy equipment or a gym membership, just your own 2 feet and a willingness to move with intention. I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to incorporate mindful movement into your day? Share your thoughts on social media using #OverthinkingOverride. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join me tomorrow for another dose of mental clarity. Until then, keep moving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.